If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 11th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Demi Moore, who is 48. Leonardo DiCaprio is 36. Paul Cowsill is 58. And this was the day that Barry Oakley of the Allman Brothers was killed in a motorcycle accident in 1972. He was only 24 years old. Plastic Ono Band was released by John Lennon on this day. Kiss released the album Rock and Roll Over. Someone asked me a question about how much internet I thought was too much internet. And did I think people were cutting back? And, in a way, I think I do. Now, I think, you know how you have classes in school, like graduating classes, and they're all kind of a little bit different. But, you know, you have the same sort of the same experiences, but people are different. And I kind of see this on YouTube. You've got your Charlie McDonald's and Alex and those guys that were really popular at the beginning of YouTube, and they have a completely different experience than somebody like me or Chris or Allie or, you know, a YouTuber that started maybe a couple of years ago. And so it's all a matter of what you're looking for, what you want to do, what you're trying to accomplish. But sometimes our ability to keep in touch with each other and to keep up with each other can get really overwhelming. I'll tell you one thing that's changed for me is Twitter. And when I first began Twitter, it was completely different. But now people use it as a train of thought sort of thing. So I could sign on to Twitter, and there may be two people that I can think of in particular that if they have a bowel movement, but you know what I mean. If they think something, they're gonna type it up there. And if they run out of 140 characters, they'll post another. So you sign on to your Twitter, and all you see are 15 messages from two people. Get a blog. Really, if you're going to write that much, just get Tumblr. It's free. You can use it. I'm serious. There is. And there are a lot of sites that I'm involved with, and I'm kind of pulling back. Daily Booth is completely useless for me. I mean, why in the world would anybody? And I, in my own mind, I posted what I think is going to be my last picture there. And it's of a Bill TV shirt in a bag. And not really planning on posting anymore. It's just all kind of gotten out of hand. But the things that are important to me are the people and the people that you know and the relationships that you have and keeping in touch. And I've noticed this with other people, that a lot of folks are pulling back from their internet existence. And it's probably not a bad thing to do, because you know how it is when they open up the candy shop and they say you can have anything in here that you want. You have a tendency to really overeat, and when you overeat, you get sick, and when you get sick, you have a tendency not to want it anymore, and I think that's kind of what's happened with the internet. We have Facebook, holy mackerel. My generation has ruined Facebook. Now, it originally started as something just for college students, and it was sort of like Twitter, because I knew with Ellison Beer Band, when we were trying to, William was trying to book gigs, and he could post on Facebook, we're going to be playing it la-da-da-da-da tonight, and there'd be 50 people that would show up. And that's kind of what Twitter does now. And now Facebook is just a bunch of people telling a whole lot more information than they really would or should want the world to know. My YouTube channel, or channels, are the first priorities on the internet, as far as just having fun and doing stuff. Skype is the other. I think Skype is amazingly useful, because you can have conversations. I've done radio shows on Skype before. I've guested on radio programs using Skype. And so it's easy to do. It's simple. And you can communicate in real time with people. And it's a great way to get information across. The good part about all this is that the world is truly a smaller place. And there are people that I consider dear friends, close personal friends, that I've never met, but that I have just basically an internet relationship with. Kind of a fun story. My first internet chat was with my best friend, who was across town. We both had 2,400 baud modems typing in real time to each other, and he has his son in his lap typing to me, "My wife is going into labor." and that really was my first internet chat. Look where we are now. Enjoy. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.